Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Will the courts have the courage to say that what we see as evidence is strong enough for us to intervene and overturn the vote count? It's a big ask of the courts. It's a big job for the Trump team, but I don't think it's impossible.
That's John Solomon, now the founder and editor of Just the News, but formerly of The Hill, and someone who I guess my next guest had as an editor or boss or something when she was, she is still a columnist for The Hill. Kristen B. Tate is back with us, three-time best-selling author. Her newest book, of course, all about the domestic migration that we saw not only play out in this election, but what she fears like will be in the elections to come. And Kristen, we've been talking a lot over the last couple of weeks about the legal activities. We just heard from John Solomon in the last segment, and he is tracking some of these stories. We had Phil Klein on Monday, who is the head of the Amistad Project. It appears as though this equal opportunity, equal access argument might have the best constitutional legs of what the paper ballot forces are going after. I'm just curious your thoughts about where we stand with all that right now.
Well, look, it ain't over till it's over, right? I mean, this process is still ongoing. And as John Solomon said, it's an uphill battle for Trump, but it's not impossible. And the media would like for us all to just, you know, declare Joe Biden was the winner and move on and not ask any questions. And mind you, these are the same people that have been saying for 4 years that Trump was an illegitimate president put in place by the Russians. But this process is far from over, and we need to let it play out. Now, I will say this. I think Trump's path to victory is narrowing. That's not to say it's impossible. But I think at the same time, we need to come up with plans in case, God forbid, Joe Biden is sworn in January. And what that means is we need to mobilize every single voter in Georgia for those runoff elections. Because, Kevin, we can't let them get unified control. We can't let them get the Senate. So we need to keep hope for Team Trump. But at the same time, we need to mobilize the troops on the ground there in Georgia, because the future of the nation may depend on it.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that, because the very last thing we want is to give them a blank check in all three chambers. And if they have that, they're the really only thing that would be stopping them at any point along the way at that point would be the courts. And you've got to have that's such a more difficult process. Because laws go into effect before they get reviewed by the courts. So it's one of those things where we need to have some check and balance on that process before it gets to that level. But let me ask you this, Kristen, because we've seen, and now I think the newest poll that's out yesterday, 79% of Republicans across the country believe that the election was fraudulent. That's nearing 80%. That's not much behind the total number of the base that were out for Trump. You know, he was in the 90s, but come on, 80% of one party believes that this thing was not honest. And now you're looking at a state where some of that shenanigans took place, and people are saying, but will it make any difference? What's to keep Stacey Abrams from pre-selecting, pre-curing, and procuring, you know, ballots that otherwise may not even be legitimate, and pulling the same thing in two Senate races there to take that control?
It's terrifying. People have lost hope in our election process, and for good reason. I mean, look at the media. But one of the biggest failures of this election, in my opinion, was Republican governors allowing the Democrats to push mass mail-in voting. And that is one way that we've seen the Democrats have been able to manipulate results. People don't trust the mass mail-in ballot process because, of course, ballots are getting sent out to millions of people who no longer live at their addresses or who are deceased. And I'm so disappointed that these Republican governors rolled and let the Democrats use the COVID excuse to roll out mass mail-in voting. And mark my words, Kevin, in every single election moving forward, even when COVID's gone, the Democrats are going to demand that this be the new norm. And if you say you want to go back to the old process of all in-person voting besides absentee ballots, They're going to shriek about voter suppression. This is what the left does. You give them an inch, they take a mile. These Republican governors and Republicans, frankly, in Congress as well, they need to get a spine and say, no more. We are going back to in-person secure voting. If you want to vote by mail, you need to request an absentee ballot, because that is one of the big reasons people do not trust the results,
right,
for good reason.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. In fact, Kristen, I think that we've got to fight harder than that. And this is not going to be popular, but I think we have to. And I think it's life or death for the future of the republic. Like, we're either going to have freely determined self-determination in this country, or we are going to be sold a bill of goods similar to Cuba and Venezuela. But we have to go to voter ID. We've got to have a match of the person, with the address. It's got to be verifiable. It's got to be transparent. We don't need to know your actual vote. But until we have, I mean, just think about the number of ballots in each of the six swing states that reportedly didn't even undergo a signature comparison. In fact, in the Nevada case, they used machines to verify the signatures, and they put it literally on the least discerning setting possible. And if it was, you know, 1 to 10 in terms of the degree of fine perception that it could pick up on, they had it at the lowest setting possible, meaning you could write Chinese, you could write your name in Chinese, and it would recognize it as a match to whatever signature was on file. We've got to get away from that, because if we don't have verified voter ID, we're going to get rolled and rolled and rolled going forward, because I don't trust the Republicans or the Democrats on this.
Totally agree with you. And, you know, the Democrats, this pandemic was the best thing to ever happen to them. Trump would have won in a landslide if it weren't for COVID, because they used COVID as an excuse to get every single one of their initiatives forward, the mass mail-in voting being one of them, the mass lockdowns. I mean, this was just a dream for them. And Joe Biden sat in his basement, haven't told with the American people what he'd do as president, and just sat there and waited to be elected. It's a disgrace. And the Republicans should be ashamed for letting the Democrats get away with it.
Well, yeah, and in some places maybe even participated in it. I actually think that Sidney Powell's investigation is not going to be over for a really long time, and I think she's going to take down some surprising names on both sides. And you know what? Good for her. We need honesty. We need transparency. We need integrity. These are not popular words, but that is what America has to be built on. She won't be good if we don't demand those things. And America, it only works if you have good intention. Anyway, Kristen, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
All the best. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.